Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host, Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I'm excited to be here today because we've got a great, great topic that I think is so fitting and so appropriate, especially as you end, close out 1 year and enter the new year. Just as a quick reminder, remember to visit us at www.moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. And remember to join us there and check out other blogs, podcasts, and you know, check out the other things we have, events and things like that, other resources that we can have that can help continue your education and help you be able to achieve the goals that you need. Because you know what we're here about? We're all about how to have more freedom, more prosperity, better quality of life today, more cash flow, more money, and all those things you can have right now in your life. Because it's just not worth it waiting decades, years, to try to have the life of your dreams, and you can live it right now, and you can start achieving those things right away. And that's why we're doing this show today, because, you know, how tired are you of hearing about another new year, new you type of thing going on? Somebody's telling you, hey, it's a new year, so let's do this better this year. And maybe you're saying, you know what, this next year I'm so excited for because it's going to be so much better than last year. And maybe you're saying some of those things right now, right? Hey, I can't wait for it because, hey, I've got a new theme and I've got new goals and new ambition and this is going to be better. I want to ask you a question. I want to be very, very direct with you. Did you ask those same kind of questions or say those same kind of things last year? Is this the same kind of subject you've had before? Saying, hey, I was going to do it last year, but, you know, didn't quite work out the same way I'd hoped. Or, you know, last year was just more of a year of transition. And maybe it was. Maybe was the last year before that a year of transition? Are you getting ready to get ready? Are you truly living the life that you want right now? Or are you just making more excuses? Are you saying, hey, I'm committed to making something better, but it's not happening? You know, I want to end that. And I don't want to do a typical podcast, you know, where people are talking about, hey, well, here's how you set great goals and everything. No, I want to actually get you to accomplish results this year. I want you to get something better, something useful. You know, not something just to talk about, you know, nice, fluffy, airy-fairy goals that you hope to accomplish. They're really just dreams or wishes, but there's no real meat behind them. There's no real purpose behind them. And there's no real results are going to happen as a result of it. Maybe you get a little bit of results. Maybe you accomplish a little bit. But maybe you don't quite get the way that you want it to. And maybe you're one of the rare few that got everything you asked for and then some. You know, if you are awesome, great, then you'll probably just say amen to this podcast. So I want to be very clear and I want to help you to be able to understand how to truly get the results that you want and what's worked for me in my life, what's allowed me to do better some years than others. Because I'll tell you, I've had those years too. I've had years where, you know, another year goes by and your wife just looks at you or your spouse looks at you and says, well, that was awesome. So what's better? You know, what are we really doing here? And that's not a good thing to do. You know, that's not a good place to be where you have to try to make up reasons and take responsibility and say, yeah, I didn't do it this year. And it's so much better when you can come back in another year and say, wow, what a year. So many great things happened, so many amazing ways we've grown, both inside and it's also shown up on the outside too. And I think there should be internal growth and external growth. There should be the results on the outside, but I also believe that those results don't come without growth on the inside too. So don't take, you know, when you don't always get the results you want, I know that sometimes that internal growth is necessary first, but that's not everything. We want to make sure you can accomplish something, anything, you know, especially those things that do show up on the outside, because internal growth is not enough that's all it is every year. If it's just internal growth and nothing ever shows up differently on the outside, then I would truly ask yourself if you really grew or if maybe you just learned a few things but you're not acting on it. So here are some really key steps. Here are some key things you need to do in order to achieve these goals faster, better, and be able to get the results you really want. Number one, you got to have a clear vision of what you want. You really got to know in detail what it is you truly want, a clear vision of what it is. I get a lot of people that will say, yeah, well, I want to make more money this year. I want to get out of debt. I want to do this, or I want to grow my business. Okay, good. Good start. What does that really mean? What does that really look like? How is that going to show up? Because if you're just saying you want some of these things and it's not very clear to the point that you can touch it, taste it, feel it, you can experience it, like you can be in it, and it's almost like you're in a very real dream. If you can't get that clear of a vision about what you want, it's really not going to happen. It's not going to happen the way you would want it to. So really have a clear vision of what it is that you want. Any successful person will tell you that that's required, is to be that visionary of sorts, to be that person that really knows what they want. One habit I have, and many of you have probably heard me have our guest on, Ann Webb. In fact, I should probably have her on again just to talk about some of the next steps of really accomplishing what you need and achieve it faster. But when she talks about doing the ideal life vision, that's like the whole point of doing that ideal life vision, is because we want to achieve that faster. We want to achieve what we want, and we want to get it. And so truly be able to get out there and say, okay, what is it I truly want in all areas of life? It doesn't always just have to be with money and with business, but even with your physical nature. How about with your emotions and with things that you're learning and studying and growing? You know, how about with your relationships? How about in your spiritual life? How about in all ways to help you grow and become the person that you need to become to achieve those results that you really want? And so a lot of times when I write down, or even I do my ideal life vision, I not only say what I want, but why I want it and who I need to become to get that. Because I know in a lot of cases you need to become somebody in order to achieve certain results. So, you know, it's not enough just to say you want to become a millionaire, for example. You have to start saying, you know, what do I need to do to become a millionaire? Not just have $1 million in the bank, but how do I think as a millionaire thinks? How do I do things as a millionaire would do? How do I become truly a millionaire? So that's number one. Number two, purpose. Do you have a clear mission about why you want it? I mentioned this before, that you need to know why you want something, not just what you want, right? You got to have that clear purpose of why you want it. One thing I've noticed is that many people don't have a strong enough why, strong enough purpose to truly achieve the things that they really want. And so, you might say you want to, you know, like, let's use that same example of being a millionaire. You might want to be a millionaire, but why do you want to be a millionaire? Well, I don't have to worry about bills and money and things like that. Okay, great. But you know what? Do you know how many other people have felt that same way, that wanted to become a millionaire and not worry about money and worry about bills? Well, that hasn't helped them become a millionaire. So it's got to be something more. It's got to be deeper than that. It's got to be something that goes beyond, that transcends the money, has a real, true internal purpose. Well, why don't you want to worry about those bills? You know, why do you believe that not worrying about bills, well, what's so important about that? And start going into the why questions. Okay, why is that important? And keep digging down of why you think that's important and what you truly want. Surprise you, because I'll tell you, I've asked people these questions, and it's so interesting when I ask my clients this, when they want to be financially free, they'll say, I don't want to be in the rat race anymore, Chris. Like, that's why I need help with cash flow and help with these kind of things, get my money organized, or, you know, I want to be better, be able to track my money and feel more organized so I can go in and achieve it faster and money not become a hang up for me instead. Or Chris, I really want to get out of debt. Or Chris, I really want to get my business going, and I know I need to get control of my money, and then I can control my money and focus that into my business and be able to make that more profitable and make everything bigger and better that way. Or Chris, I don't want to have to pay more taxes. The questions still always come back to, all right, that's great. That's what you want. Now, why do you want it? Because if you don't know why, and it's not a strong enough why, you'll notice that you won't get out there and achieve it. You won't do enough to truly have what you want. So there's got to be that why you can remind yourself of on a regular basis, a real mission behind it. Why do you really want that? And that became bigger for me. You know, for example, my why, my vision for Money Ripples is what really got me to create Money Ripples. You know, I had a vision of what I wanted. I really wanted to, I knew the vision was truly to bless a person's life one by one, to really bless them in their life, because as they prosper in their life, then their immediate family, their spouse, and their kids will prosper as a result. And then their kids are learning new habits, creating new patterns for the future that enables them to bless generations beyond them, not just their grandchildren, but into the great-grandchildren and beyond, passing on real legacy of abundance and a real legacy of living true principles that create real wealth. And then that expands to their friends and their family members outside of their home and their community, as well as the country, and then across the world, creating that ripple effect of prosperity and freedom that no one else can do, that no government can bestow upon them, that no person can just truly give them. It's something they have to choose to take and be able to willing to use and use to their advantage to be able to grow and prosper and bless more people's lives. Because as one person prospers, more people's lives can be blessed. And I realized that where I was wasn't big enough. And I realized that the vision of why I wanted that was because I truly knew that I had a gift, that I have that gift that I could share with the world and allow them to do it, that I have a skill set that can help people. You know, I've got the passion, I've got the ability to do it. And so I focused that towards entrepreneurs and small business owners, helping them first because I knew there's a lot of people I can help. I know I can help people beyond the entrepreneurial spectrum. I know I can help everyone, I just can't help everyone, if that makes sense. And so I got to start somewhere. And so I chose that. And that vision actually got me to move out of the company I was part of that helped create and start, that I believed I would live and die in. But I knew that if, for me to grow, I had to move out. And that was a scary place to be because I had to leave the comfort and security of something that was already established to create something brand new, have a non-compete where I couldn't go and market to the people I've been serving for the previous 6 years. And I basically just say, I'm starting over from scratch, new relationships, a new beginning. And I had to have a really big why, a big purpose to make that happen. And I'll tell you that if it weren't for that why, if it weren't for that purpose and knowing that I know there's people's lives that if I don't live up to what I do, if I don't truly live a bigger vision, if I don't do the things that are necessary to be able to help people and to serve them and to teach them and help them grow, that vision will not happen. That it will just be a dream, a wish, and that's not possible. You can't have that happen. And so you got to have a clear vision of what you want, and then you got to know why you want it. Then, this is a mantra that I use to help, that helped with that situation as well as everything I've done that's really been effective for me. A lot of people talk about dreaming big. You know, and I think there's a real good merit in dreaming big. You got to have a big vision, right? But you need to dream. When you dream big, you also have to think small. So my mantra is dream big, think small. Don't just think of big, hairy, you know, these big audacious hairy goals, hairy audacious goals, right? The BHAGs, as you hear people call them. You can't just have that. You can't just have a big, huge goal. Because many people, if they have a clear vision, they have a clear purpose. If you don't know what first steps to take, if you don't know that first initial step to take, it just won't happen. It'll just be a big goal, a big dream, nothing will achieve. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of you out there that are great dreamers. You have a beautiful gift of dreaming. You just don't have a great skill set that you've honed to go and do it. And so we want to make sure that you go and do those things. And so what are some small first steps you can take? Little first steps. And by the way, I've noticed with every goal, the hardest steps to take are just that first step, even the small ones. And so think small. Now, I love what the owner of Chick-fil-A says. I'm just blanking out on his name right now, but the person that the CEO of Chick-fil-A, yeah, he talks a lot about how he has big dreams, you know, big goals for his company, but he doesn't plan. He'll say, you know what, I've got the great goal, I've got the vision, but I don't plan step by step how I'm going to get there. He's like, it drives people nuts. He's like, why do I do that? He says, because I don't always know the answer. And sometimes the answer will show up as I walk down that path. He said, I'll take first steps. I know the first steps to take. But I don't know exactly how to get from point A to point Z like I want. And so he'll say, all right, well, I'll start those first steps and keep moving forward. You know, so you don't plan every little detail. But I see some people are so into planning. It might be some of you too. You get so into planning. You say, oh my goodness, I gotta plan this and have this listed out step by step. And here's how I'm going to do this and this and this. That's great. You know, like when I'm training for a marathon, you know what? I'll put out my whole workout regimen. As I'm trying to do that, you know, I know exactly what's required, and that works in some cases. But if you have a goal, for example, to take your business to another level where it's 5 or 10 times where it's at right now, you know, you may not know the how. In fact, if I were so attached to the how, I don't think I'd be here today. Because I'll tell you that, you know, I was pretty much planning not to do podcasts anymore. I was also planning to not deal with the types of relationships I was dealing with. I did not expect the type of relationships that. And so I didn't have to say specifically, here's the exact market, here's the exact relationships I need to get with. I was also open to say, you know, I don't always know how to achieve what I need to achieve. But I do know this, is that I do know that as I'm open and I'm listening, as I said in that podcast a few weeks back, as I'm listening to that whisper, as I'm listening to that spirit and really trying to understand what's coming up and what I need to do, I can often take advantage of opportunities very quickly. And so you got to understand that you can dream big all you want, but you got to think small just for those first steps, and then just keep going step by step, little step in front of the other. You don't have to know the end from the beginning. You do it well. Okay, take that back. You do need to know the end from the beginning in the vision, right? You need to know what you're aiming for, but you don't have to know the exact path, step by step, of how to get there. So just be rest assured, you don't have to do that. So dream big, but think small. Small little steps to take action, start doing it. And the thing is do it now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Start taking those steps right away. Every day, every week, make sure you're focusing on how am I moving towards these goals? How am I making this happen? Don't just look at them once and make them and say, that's great. And you know, and don't even just write them down in a journal never to look at them again. You've got to be willing to visit this on a daily basis. And so I love, as you've heard me mention before, I love doing my hour of power, those morning routines. You know, where I'm getting up and I'm working out, doing exercise, I'm getting my mind awake, get my body awake. You know, I'm doing things to read and nurture it. If you want to become a better marketer, are you studying and are you getting books and studying books on doing that? Have you hired a marketing coach to do that? If you want to get better with your money, have you hired a coach to do that? Or is it just more of a wish? What are you doing to take those first steps to get there and understand how you're going to get there and knowing what you're going to do there? Because most people just never even bother doing that. And by the way, when I have people hire me, when they come to me as clients, a lot of them think that I'm going to teach them a certain thing, but I'll realize what they need is different than what they thought they needed. And so be able to course correct them and say, hey, you know what, that's good. That's a good goal. Let's do a different way of getting there. That's a shortcut because you're trying to take the long, hard path. Let's take a different path that you didn't expect. And that happens with a lot of people. And so be willing to do those things. Take action quickly. Find out what it is you need to do. Even if it's you're just in a process of discovery, saying, well, okay, I need to do this. If you're gonna train for that triathlon or whatever it might be, okay, great. Do you know what's necessary? Do you need to hire somebody to help you in that training? Do you need to have an accountability partner or a buddy to help you do that and accomplish it faster? You know, do you know the workout routines you need to start doing to get in shape? You know, what are all those things that need to happen? And so I love doing that power hour because it gets my mind in the place right from the beginning of the day. And a lot of times as I'm going through my vision, and I'll listen to my ideal life vision as I'm working out, going on runs and things like that, you know, be able to understand what it is I need to do. Sometimes I just need to have that next step that pops in my mind. You know, what does I do today to help advance me towards those goals? Even if it's just a little baby step there, still it's progression. It doesn't have to be perfect all at once. But how do I move towards that? How do I keep my mind centered towards that where it becomes almost, as Napoleon Hill would say, a definiteness of purpose, an obsession? So focusing towards that direction will get you there faster. So if you have a clear vision, like I said, that definiteness of purpose, right, as Napoleon Hill teaches in Think and Grow Rich, you have a clear vision of what you want. You have a clear purpose of why you want it, and it drives you. Then you're willing to act, you know, really to dream big but think small, willing to take those first little steps, and then do it today, to take action, do it immediately. It's amazing what will occur for you and how fast it will occur. So this is my challenge to you, is to get out. No more new year, new you. No more just wishing and hoping and praying for these big goals that you'll never look at again. These are things that you want to change you. You have to become a new person to achieve what you want. Are you truly in a place where you desire it so badly that you're willing to achieve it this year? Or is it going to be another year where you create these lofty goals but then do very little to get there? Is it something you're actually going to make happen? You're going to really make it happen. You're going to be sent, you're really going to be listening to that voice, that whisper, and making those things happen in your life. You do that, and you start to help people get you there, keep you accountable. It's very hard not to achieve those goals. You may not achieve it the way you think you should achieve it, but you'll probably achieve a better solution than what you originally planned on. The point is to move forward, to take action right now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't make excuses. Make your execution bigger than your excuses. Make it happen right away. This is Chris Miles here signing off. Thank you for listening to Chris Miles Money Show. Be sure to join us next week as we start covering more stuff. This next year is going to be new stuff. You're going to know some new things happening, new guests, and new powerful information is going to help you achieve your goals faster this year as we move into the new year. Hey, everyone, make it a prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.